I joined the announcements already made to express my personal appreciation for you coming tonight. It's good to see all of you. Appreciate your interest in things spiritual that brings us together. Appreciate the good prayer, Heath, and good to see you again. Good to see Chris Meats again as well and others who are with us tonight. Let me talk to you for just a few minutes tonight about the topic on the board behind me, Save Like Noah. And as a basis for the study, I'm reading from the book of 1 Peter chapter 3. Now I want to begin reading with verse 18. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Let me pause for a moment. There are people who think that when Jesus went to the Hadean world, that he literally preached to those people. He did not do that. Because the next verse says, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. The preaching was done in the days of Noah. And if you'll take a moment to look at 1 Peter 1 in verse 11, you'll know that it was in the Spirit of Christ by which they did this preaching. Then it continues to say, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is eight souls, were saved by water. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Saved like Noah. There are a lot of comparisons between Noah's salvation and our salvation. I'd like to catalog in just a few minutes tonight that analogy and show you how that it works together. First of all, the Bible teaches that Noah was saved by the grace of God. You have to remember back in the book of Genesis 6 and in verse 8 that Noah lived in rather difficult circumstances. If you'll go back and check the book of Genesis in chapter 5, chapter 6, you'll note all the situation that existed in his day. In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Then drop down to chapter 6 and verse 11. The earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. But in spite of all of that, the Bible records in Genesis 6 and 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was saved by the grace of God. The word grace is an interesting word. It simply means the favor of God. Favor that we have not earned and really do not deserve. It's pointed out in the book of Titus, chapter 2, 11 and 12, that the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. And so that grace is worldwide in its scope. And it's a teaching grace, according to verse 12. The Bible points out in 1 Corinthians 15 and 10, the Apostle Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Not only was Noah saved by the grace of God, but we today are also saved by the grace of God. In the book of Ephesians, for an example, chapter 2, verses 8 to 10, writing the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul had this to say. Listen to it. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. What's the gift of God? The grace or the faith? The grace. Faith is not a gift, right? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10 and in verse 17. But we're saved by the grace of God. And went ahead to point out that we're His workmanship. There's works involved. You know, sometimes we're told that we're saved by grace only. If that is true, if Noah was saved by grace alone, the sermon is over. Right? I cannot add another thing to that point and teach that Noah was saved by grace alone, can I? And yet a lot of religious bodies teach and are taught that all you have to do to be saved is just be saved by the grace of God. I wish I could tell you that tonight. I cannot do that because the Bible does not justify that. I'm going to add another point in just a moment, and that'll cut that asunder, won't it? Secondly, the Bible teaches not only was he saved by the grace of God, but that he was also saved by faith in God. I can't add faith if he's saved by grace alone. You see that? In fact, if you can see through a barrel with both ends knocked out, you can see that, can't you? It's just that simple. Was Noah saved by faith? He was. In Hebrews 11 and 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Noah was saved by faith in God. To help you appreciate that, the Bible teaches that Noah was called upon to build an ark to sail on waters that never fall. There is good evidence that it had not rained before the flood. People differ with that. But here's a text. In the book of Genesis chapter 2 and verse 5, the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Genesis 2 verse 5 and 6. There may be better evidence than that, that it did not rain before the flood. In the text that I read from Hebrews 11, 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Have you contemplated that passage, that thought? Things not seen as yet may very well include rain. But be that as it may, here's a man that is called to build an ark when it wasn't raining, and that takes faith to do that. Noah was saved by faith in God. What about us? We're also saved by faith. You can also understand it's not by faith alone because we've got grace involved, see? But yet there are a lot of people in this area who are teaching that you're saved by faith alone. Faith by itself. There's just one thing wrong with that. The Bible doesn't teach that. It's just not so. James 2:26. James indicates that we're not saved by faith alone. James 2:24. That's the only text you really need to get a hold of that. But are we saved by faith? Absolutely. In John 8:24, Jesus said, "For except ye believe that I am he, you're dying your sins." When the jailer asked what to do in Acts 16:30-31, he was told to believe. Every case of conversion from the book of Acts in chapter 2 through Acts 19 involves men believing in God. Jesus said, as reported by Mark in Mark 16:16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." And so faith is essential, isn't it? In Hebrews 11:6, the Hebrew writer penned, "Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Noah was saved by faith. What about us? We're also saved by faith when we put it to work in obedience. But thirdly, when you think about being saved like Noah, the Bible teaches that Noah was saved by obedience. God gives him a pattern or a blueprint by which to build. In Genesis 6:14, God called it a fashion. Here's the fashion. He gave him exactly how he wanted it built and every detail about it. A summary statement of his obedience is recorded in the book of Genesis chapter 6 and in verse 22. It says this: "Thus," you know what the next word is? "Did Noah, according to all that God said unto him," watch it, "so did he." That's obedience. He did what God said do. We're often told today there's nothing to do to be saved. Noah didn't know that, did he? Even though he was saved by the grace of God and by faith in God, he put that faith to work in obedience. See that? Hebrews 11 and 7 again. "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared." an ark to the saving of his house. That's obedience. And yet we're told you don't have to do anything to be saved today by a lot of people, right? Noah didn't know that, did he? He did what God said to do. But what about us? Are we also saved by obedience? Absolutely. I could fill this board tonight with passage after passage after passage that talks about obedience. Let me give you two or three. In the book of Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." In Luke 6:46, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say?" The Hebrew writer penned that Jesus Christ is the author of eternal salvation. Guess to whom? To those that obey him. In the final book, in Revelation 22 and verse 14, when he discusses the blessed man, makes a good sermon, the blessed man in the book of Revelation. Who is that blessed man that does his commandments? They may have right to the tree of life. You cannot misunderstand the simplicity of that. Noah was saved by doing what God said. We today are saved by obeying God. In Romans 10, remember, he called upon whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except to be sent and all that? And then he gets down to verse 16 and he said, "They have not all obeyed the gospel." In the book of 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9, the apostle talks about the disobedient who obey not the gospel, who will suffer the vengeance of God. We can't read that and ever think that we don't have to do anything to be saved. Saved like Noah involves obeying God. There are no shortcuts to that. It's just a matter of believing it and doing it as prescribed on the pages of inspiration. But also, when you think about Noah's salvation, the Bible also teaches that Noah was saved by water. 1 Peter 3:20-21 that I read already indicates that he was saved by water. You ever wonder how he was saved by water? Ever wonder about that? I heard a preacher say one time he was not saved by water but from water. How's your Bible read? It's by, isn't it? You ever try to figure out how that worked? How was he saved by water? Have you learned that the Bible is its best interpreter? If you haven't, you need to learn that, and so do I. In the book of Genesis 7:19, he tells exactly how it was that he was saved by water, beginning also in another passage just above that. Verse 16, "As they went in male and female, he commanded them, God shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, verse 17, and the waters increased," now here's the kicker, "and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters." How was he saved by water? He was saved by water in that the water kept the ark afloat. You see that? It bare up the ark. Had it not done that, he would have drowned. And so whenever the Bible says he was saved by water, it kept the boat, the ark, arising as did the waters. Now, you've got to watch the analogy here. It's easy to think that since Noah was saved by water, that we are saved by water. Does the Bible teach that we're saved by water? It does not. He switches there, and you have to watch this passage because he said, "The like figure whereunto baptism doth also now save us." If I were to ask you, and I'm going to, how much water is in the word baptism? You know how much? Not a drop. Not a drop, is there? The word baptism doesn't mean water. It means an immersion, burial, a planting. Romans 6, 3 and 4. You know how many baptisms there are in the Bible? Six. Four belong to history. There's one in the future, fire baptism. That's not water, is it? And then one for today, Paul said, Ephesians 4, one baptism. Now that's a baptism like the eunuch took part in, as we talked about yesterday. He said, here is water. What hinders me to be what? Baptized or immersed. But you have to watch the little passage. As Noah was saved by water, we are saved by baptism. And you know why baptism works? It's like he mentioned in his good prayer. By the resurrection. That's what Peter said. 1 Peter 3:21. Baptism doth also now save us by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Had Jesus not rose from the dead, baptism would do no good whatsoever. That's a good sermon. By the resurrection. A lot of things that took place in the soul tonight. By. Because of. The resurrection. Are we saved by baptism? Absolutely. Must I be baptized to be saved? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You know some references? I'll give you two or three. In Mark 16:16, Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. In Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. In Acts 22:16, rise and be baptized to wash away your sins. Romans 6:3-4, baptized in the death of Christ. Galatians 3:27, baptized into Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:13, baptized into one body. The list goes on and on. You see all that? Isn't that simple? Must you and I be baptized to be saved? Absolutely. Somebody said, my preacher said, now that's where you get into trouble, when you start quoting the preacher. Don't quote the preacher. He may be wrong. Don't quote me either. Quote the book. Book, chapter, and verse preaching is in great demand tonight. A lot of people don't hear much of it, like we used to, but we need to get back to teaching it. Somebody said, you mean you have to be baptized to be saved? You do. Somebody said, is that Church of Christ doctrine? No, sir. No, ma'am. As such, the church does not have doctrine. It's Bible doctrine. Teachings of Christ that we must abide in. Oh, the church, if it's faithful, believes that. But it didn't originate with the Church of Christ, did it? The Bible teaches that, and I must believe it, and I must obey it. One other point, the lesson's yours. Save like Noah. Number five. Noah was saved in the ark. Right? Those on the outside drowned. Only eight souls saved by water. Noah and his wife. They had three boys and their wives. That's eight. Saved in the ark. Take the time, if you have it sometime, to read Genesis chapter 7. And underscore the word into or the word in, and you'll be amazed at how many times it's used. 7:1, Genesis 7. The Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. Verse 7, and Noah went in. Into the ark, verse 7. 9, they went in, two and two, unto Noah in the ark, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. Verse 13, into the ark. Verse 15, they went in, into the ark. Verse 16, and they that went in, verse 16, and God shut him in. I'm emphasizing in, you get that, didn't you? And on down it goes. In. Now, the last verse, 23, that is. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. Now, watch this one. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him, guess where? In. the ark. You have any trouble getting a hold of that? That Noah was saved in, not out of, the ark. You with me? Guess what the next point's going to be. Saved like Noah, we must be in something. Down through the ages, God has always, without exception, put his blessings in something. On this occasion, it was in the ark. Now, don't go home and start building an ark. It'll not do you any good. That's history. But that's written for our learning. What must I and you be in to be saved? Very simple. Let me draw a circle. Let this circle represent in Christ and in his church. All of the spiritual blessings in heavenly places, the Bible says, is in Christ. Right? In 2 Timothy 2:10, Paul says that salvation is in Christ. In 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, he tells us how we get in there, and also the book of Galatians 3 and 27. How do you get into Christ and the church? 1 Corinthians 12, 13 says we're baptized into one body. In one body. That's the church. Paul said in Ephesians 4, there's one body. Paul, what is that body? In Colossians 1, 24, he defined that body as the church. For his body's sake, which is the church. Galatians 3:27. When Paul discussed the Galatian story, he said they were baptized into Christ. That's how they got in. They heard the word. They believed it. They repented of their sins, confessed their faith, and are baptized into Christ. Saved in. No exceptions. That's when the Bible talks about on the day of Pentecost. The saved were added to the church. The church is the saved. No wonder Paul, writing the Ephesians, indicated that Jesus is the Savior of the body. What's the body? The church. You see that, can't you? You can't miss that. Too simple to miss, isn't it? If you can see through a ladder, you can see that. So easy. Saved like Noah. There's a possibility that you might be in this audience tonight and you've never been saved from your sins. You've heard the word. Do you believe it? Have you obeyed it? You can. The Baptist's field. With Jared here to help you make the good confession that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He'll baptize you tonight into the one body, the church of the Lord. The church of Christ. That's established on the pages of this book. When Paul said, the churches of Christ salute you. Maybe you've already been baptized into the church, but you've been unfaithful. You've drifted away and need to come back. You can do that. Because of the grace of God, he's told us if we repent and confess it in prayer unto him, he'll forgive us. You need to come tonight? Well, why not tonight? Why we sing?